Live from the Gator Grapplers Hall of Fame in Bayou-La-Batrie, Louisiana. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest and wisest of the Ringhausen Brothers.
Wisest.
Author, inventor, philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man whose only fault is that he loves too much, mainly himself, Richard J. Ringhausen. And also featuring the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers, well-loved song and dance man and self-taught herpetologist, the new overseer of the Bridge of Death, twice decorated Air Force hero sandwich eater, a man with Ringhausen blood coursing through his veins, Craig, 12.5% Ringhausen Johnson. And are you ready for this? Marksman, sculptor, and daredevil, the 7-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who has proven time and time again that he is right about everything, most of the time, also the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Yay!
Right. You got my book of Bob Dylan songs?
Yeah, I heard a Bob Dylan song the other day, and it just wasn't like...
Terrible?
No, it was, but it was it was out of his wheelhouse. It was like, I can't remember his name. Reggae song or something just totally weird. I thought, well, this sounds like Bob Dylan's voice, but why would he be doing a song like this? I'll come up with it later. Never mind. I'm putting it off because nobody listening to this podcast cares.
Oh, okay. I care.
Yeah, but you don't listen to your own podcasts.
I care too much.
Okay, I was handed something. I've lost it all
together. Yeah, and you found it again.
It's July. It's the middle of July.
July hotter than the 4th of July. We should have done songs that reference the 4th of July.
Yeah, we should have, but we didn't.
We have not.
Next year.
Nor are we going to.
Next year.
Eight of us will be alive next year. And that's mainly directed at you, Rick.
So Johnson's got us a list. What do you got, Johnson?
I've got July birthdays. Yeah, look at this. And there are some notable folks that were born in July, and I thought since it was July, maybe we could pick some people off the list and discuss them.
I think what we should do here is argue which day...
Can I tell my Princess Di joke?
You can.
No, it's not a joke, it's a story, I'm sorry.
Okay, what we should do is everyone pick a date that you think is the date that has the most important celebrities on it.
Of this list?
Yeah.
Off this list.
So not who's the most important, but which day of the month birthed the most famous people? Not the most, but the best.
I like July 2nd.
Like, I could...
Well, I know why.
I could have said... You know, I was going to take July 2nd. July 2nd is...
Margot Robbie, Lindsay Lohan, and arguably the funniest guy ever, Larry David.
Larry David.
Oh, my God.
So you've seen his show?
Yeah.
Not Seinfeld, the other one?
Right. Yes.
The actual Larry David show.
Yeah. So good. So good.
And you know what? He doesn't care what people... He doesn't care if they like it or not.
Yeah, I know.
If he come out with another season
of
Curb Your Enthusiasm. If he come out with another season of that, even though it's already over with, I would. But Lewis Black died, and, you know, I don't think he wanted to do it anymore after Lewis was... Lewis was in pretty bad shape that final season.
Who's the other comedian that was in it that was in really bad shape too? I'll have to think on that. But it was like his buddy that they like were in camp together. Richard Lewis.
Oh, that's who I meant.
Oh, okay.
Richard Lewis. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Richard Lewis.
Yep.
He croaked.
Yeah.
He wasn't funny.
He had gotten to where he was just about like Floyd the Barber towards the end.
That bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was rough.
All right, let's get started on this list here, Craig.
Craig picked July 2nd. It's going to be tough to top Craig's day.
Mm.
That's why I picked first.
Mm.
You almost get
I could go with July 10th of Sofia Vergara and Jessica Simpson.
That's not bad either.
It's not, is it?
Well, I think if I was going to go for star power, I'd have to go with July 13th. Harrison Ford's about as big as they come.
Patrick Stewart. Ken Jeong?
He's funny.
He's funny.
He is super funny.
He is not.
Oh, he is funny.
You're talking about the guy that was in the Hangover movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Role Models. He was the king in Role Models. Have you ever seen that? Oh, that movie's great.
Don't struggle.
Do you know?
They suffocate in the chickens.
He was in Community, the TV show Community, I think, too. Do you know that guy is an actual MD?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I heard that when the first Hangover came out.
Yeah,
that he actually went to med school, did his internships, and you know, all the training, and then said, "I don't like this. I think we're going to be a comedian," and quit to go do comedy.
He's been in like a ton of movies, ton of them.
But when are you ever going to see a movie that says starring?
I don't know that he's ever been a lead character, but he's a really good supporting actor. That's what he's good at. He's found his niche in life, and he does it well.
And I'm sure he's paid well for it, too.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
Maybe not paid as well as a doctor.
I'll bet he makes more money doing this than he would have made as a doctor.
Yeah, no, probably. Yeah. And probably hours are better, too.
You know, I think...
And think of the people he's meeting instead of Lansing and Boyle.
You mean the chicks?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Look at July 26th down there. That's a pretty good day, too.
It is.
Sandra Bullock, Helen Mirren. I don't know who Kate Blankenshell is.
Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah. She's like in, like those terror movies and werewolf movies and stuff like that.
Okay, if you say so. And Mick Jagger. You're throwing Mick Jagger into your mix. You're adding a lot of star power.
He's up there pretty good. Tom Hanks is up there pretty good. He's won a couple of Academy Awards.
And he's got Courtney Love on his date, too,
July 9th. I think if you're going to talk Mick Jagger level, you got to take a look at July 7th also. He may not have been the lead guy, but he was part of the show, man.
I'm surprised that wasn't Rick's pick.
Ringo Starr.
You can't have a Beatle on this
July
list and
7th,
not pick it.
But he's not. He doesn't have anyone else on July 7th to bear the weight with him.
I figured he'd just carry that on his own.
Oh, you don't think he needs it?
He shared spotlight enough, Rick.
Okay.
Give him this one, will you?
Here's a question. I ask you, Johnson, first. You have the opportunity to pal around with either Mick Jagger or Ringo Starr. Which one are you picking? You only pick one. The other one's going to have hurt feelings.
Probably Mick.
Not going to go with Ringo. He seems like an upbeat, cheerful guy, and he could tell some great stories just like Mick Jagger, I'm sure. Mick Jagger's probably forgotten most of his cool stuff.
Ringo Starr seems more like the guy who'd pick up the check at dinner, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Mick Jagger seems like
He'd ask you to come along with his all-star band. Yeah, come on, you can sit in.
Sure. Jagger, I think if you went out to dinner with him, he'd go, "I don't have my wallet, mate. You know, you're going to have to grab this one." So I think Ringo would find a little cash. He probably carried some cash in his boot.
I'd say he probably does. Okay, back up top.
I picked the wrong one, didn't I?
July, you did. Sorry. July 1st.
I think if you're saying, I'm going to pal around with Mick Jagger, that's not a bad choice, no matter how you slice it.
Carl Lewis, he's not done anything since the Olympics, right?
Probably ran a little bit.
Wasn't he the fastest man alive for a while?
For a while. Who is? It's still a Lizon Bolt, isn't it?
Usain,
or...
But Carl Lewis, so he did good in the Olympics, wonderful.
Yeah. Wasn't it Ben Johnson, and then they found him hot on steroids or something?
Yeah, so what?
I don't know. Whatever.
He's pretty fast.
Whatever you can take. Bolt guy, you know, he's held that through like four or five Olympics now.
Right. He's pretty fast.
It makes you wonder if that's one of those... makes you wonder if that's one of those records that will never be beat. like Larry Clunk's shot record at Jersey High School.
That'll never be broken. That's a bold statement to make, but man.
Yeah, he was confident too.
And it's still there.
We're talking about Larry Clunk, our drummer, who was in high school in what,
1979.
And he was the shot putter for the Jersey Community High School track and field team.
Yeah.
And he set like the conference record for shot put and like the high school.
School record, yeah.
School record too. And one day we're out in the orchard talking about stuff, and he's
this is like the year after he graduated. Yeah,
talking about his shot putting.
That was a pretty good shot, wasn't it, Larry? Never be broken.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And here it is, what, 40 years later?
Yeah, it's never been broken.
You go up to the high school, his name's still on it.
Yeah. But it's actually getting closer to 50 years, Rick.
I think so, too.
Which is kind of weird. All right. Missy Elliott?
I don't know who Missy Elliott is.
She's a rapper.
Yeah, I know.
How about July 15th, Rembrandt? You know, Rembrandt.
He's got his own date, but he can hold his own.
I think he can, too. Oh, Alan was Carl Lewis. You were picking July 1st. You get a lot of a lot of power on July 1st.
You do. Liv Tyler.
Oh, I like her.
The Aerosmith chick.
Yeah, her dad's the lead singer from Aerosmith, but she was raised by
Wolves.
No, the music producer had the song "Hello, It's Me." Todd Rundgren.
Oh, that's right.
She grew
up
thinking that Todd Rundgren was her dad.
You're kidding.
It turns out it's not really your dad. Your dad is actually a different rock star.
Okay, Johnson. You got your choice of hanging with Mick Jagger or Liv Tyler.
Oh, Liv Tyler.
I'd hang with Liv Tyler. Dan Aykroyd, he's got to have some great stories.
You're still on July 1st.
This is still July 1st.
Liv Tyler, Dan Aykroyd, Princess Di.
Did you want me to tell the Princess Di story?
Let's hear your Princess Di story.
Okay, it's not really my story. Our younger brothers, two younger brothers, were and a group of friends were out west on a skiing trip. And their skiing trip consisted primarily of drinking heavy before going down the slopes, right? But when you're on the slopes, you wait in line. Half your day is spent in line getting on the ski lift so you can go down the hill again. And they're in line, and they're in line with some people from England. And
Princess Di? They were in line with Princess Di?
I didn't say they were in line with Princess Di. I said they were in line with some people from England.
Oh, I thought you meant she was.
And they're talking about, you know, things in America, things British, you know, this and that. And Dennis is silent the whole time and then finally blurts out, well, Princess Di's a whore.
Oh, my God.
And the British people just, like, go into shock. You know, they're just like, well, your President Clinton's a philanderer. Yeah, whatever.
Hey, he say, I didn't vote for either one of them.
Yeah.
Good gracious.
Well,
for no reason. So anyway,
that's Uncle Den of Uncle Den's Roasters fame.
Yeah, Tim. Okay, and then the only one left is Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Have you seen her lately? Who's she? She's dating
Liam Neeson.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, whatever. Okay, let's get up to July 2nd now.
She's like a science project in terms of face work and stuff.
Face, body, all of it. She looks different. No, she looks different now. Okay, so let's go back to July 2nd.
Margot Robbie.
Rick and Craig's favorite day.
Okay. Would you rather hang with Mick Jagger or Margot Robbie?
No, I was going to say, would you rather hang with Margot Robbie or Lindsay Lohan?
Well, you know.
Isn't Lindsay Lohan dead?
No, Lindsay Lohan's not dead. She's alive.
She started making commercials again. She's come out of her drug
Wait,
laden.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, no, Alan, have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. Okay, never mind. July 3rd.
Tom Cruise. Olivia Munn. I don't know who Olivia Munn is.
Olivia Munn, she's married to somebody famous too, isn't she? Is she married to the...
She's an actress. She was on one of those, Attack of the Show, one of the, I don't know.
One of those shows nobody watches.
It was on G4. It was a gaming channel.
Okay, I got to skip. I'm going to skip ahead to July 5th.
Okay.
Why is this even on here?
She was the mom on Sopranos.
Okay, yeah, but what is RZA?
That's RZA.
I don't know what RZA is.
Help us here.
He's from Wu-Tang. It's for the children.
Wu-Tang Crew?
Wu-Tang Clan.
Clan?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I remember about Wu-Tang Clan, do you remember the show, the Larry Sanders Show?
Larry Sanders Show? Yeah.
Well, there was a subplot where Jon Stewart was finagling to take over the show.
Okay.
And you remember the overseer, the producer of the show, Rip Torn?
Rip Torn was great on that.
It's fantastic in that. Anyway,
and in Dodgeball.
And in the show, Jon Stewart has Wu-Tang Clan as a guest on because he likes Wu-Tang Clan. And when the president of the network stops by to watch a taping, Wu-Tang Clan is just cut loose. And apparently Wu-Tang Clan has some explicatives in their lyrics.
A few.
And they're like, what is this? And I just remember Rip Torn going, that's the song stylings of Wu-Tang Clan.
The song stylings. Actually, I think Rip Torn's probably best movie was the Defending Your Life.
Oh, Defending Your Life. He's fantastic in Defending Your
Life. Seen that?
No.
Worth a watch.
Recommended.
Recommended. Ringhausen Brothers recommendation.
Four stars.
Yeah.
Do you find it odd that on July the 3rd, Tom Cruise was born and he was the star of Born on the 4th of July?
That's an outstanding observation.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
And if you go 4th of July, let's go to 4th of July.
You're 4th of, born on the 4th of July.
Calvin Coolidge.
How about that?
You know, if you're running for
the
president.
The only president ever born on the 4th of July.
If you're president running for office, right, wouldn't you like to be able to say, oh, and by the way, I was born on the 4th of July.
I was meant to be president.
You know what presidents died on the 4th of July?
Oof. All of them.
And
what?
If you're president, you either die or they kill you on the 4th.
I think that it should be that on your death certificate, you died on the 4th of July, just like every horse is born on January 1st.
Every horse? What'd you say?
Every horse.
Oh, I thought you said Princess Di.
Every horse is born on January 1st.
Two presidents died the same day, July 4th.
Yep.
John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
There they go.
Both died on the 4th of July. And Calvin Coolidge was born.
Died on the 4th of July.
He was born the same day. Look at July 6th. Go to July 6th, boys. Talk about that.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone. Sly's a good choice.
Okay. I like some of his movies, but I can't understand the look at him.
Yeah, he's in the same category as Pamela Anderson.
He's beyond. He's far more melted than Pamela Anderson.
I'm telling you, if you haven't seen Tulsa King, it's a newer show that he's on, two or three seasons in.
Yeah.
It's tremendous. This gangster who spent like 25 years in the clink but he didn't rat, right? And then he comes back out, and then it's the story that
Isn't he that guy that was in Sling Blade in that?
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah,
That's Landman, that is also a great show.
Same show. Pretty much same.
Have you guys are aware that there's like a Western revival in television going on?
Oh, you mean like with Yellowstone
and all the
Taylor Sheridan shows? Most of those are pretty good.
And there's some new spin-off of Yellowstone that just came out, too.
Huh. There's been a couple of
them. Four of them. Four of them spun off.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Most of them are pretty good.
Most of them.
Yeah, if you watch TV.
Okay,
which
so
I
July
don't.
6th also has Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart, he has his funny moments. Yeah.
What I like about Kevin Hart, he was King of Queens, right?
No.
You sure?
No.
Kevin Hart's the black comedian?
No, you're talking about the guy.
You're talking about James?
He's talking about Kevin James.
Yeah.
This says Kevin Hart.
Well, it's Kevin, isn't it? All right.
This one's darker pigmented than Kevin James.
50 Cent. Was born on the same day.
Rick?
He's a rapper, Rick.
What?
Rick, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Did you take your pills today?
I took a whole bunch of them. And Frida Kahlo.
I don't know who that is. I don't think. Maybe I do, but I.
Okay. You don't know who she is. I don't know who she is. And Rick obviously doesn't know who she is.
July 8th is Kevin Bacon, Milo Ventimiglia, and Jaden Smith.
Okay, Jaden Smith is Will Smith's kid that was in the Cry Kid rebooted.
Or whatever, yeah.
Would he have got that job if he wasn't Will Smith's kid?
God, no. But okay. He could kick really high.
July 11th is Giorgio Armani, Richie Sambora, and Little Kim.
Not Little Kim.
It's Lil.
Lil Kim.
Lil Kim.
Come on, man.
He's still saying Little.
Lil
Kim. She's fat with PH.
PH fat.
Meet the parents.
Yeah, meet the parents. That's right. Oh, my God.
Do you know, Chuck, just briefly off track here, Suzanne, you know, she's picking movies for us. She says, you want to watch Something About Mary?
Something About Mary.
Well, yeah.
She just keeps picking the winners.
She's been picking winners.
That's like three or four in a row. She's picked the shit in Real House.
Like, well, yeah, let's watch Something About Mary. Okay, so let's go through now and rank them.
Wait, what happened to Richie Sambora?
Does anyone know who Richie Sambora is?
He's the guitarist for Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah. Richie Sambora? They had that, I watched the...
is he the one that just died?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and they had, you know, Bon Jovi, and he had his whole band up there, and he was talking about when they got started, and they signed a contract, and they were going to go out on the road, and they had a tour bus, and none of them, you know, had ever gone outside of New Jersey, which is where they're from. And so this tour bus comes around and picks them up one by one at their houses. And Richie Sambora comes out of his house with a suitcase and a bowling ball.
He's going to go bowling.
He's going to go bowling. And they're like, you know, making fun of him. He says, "We're from Jersey, man. That's what we do."
They should name an album that.
Let's Go Bowling.
Let's Go Bowling?
No, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
I like Let's Go Bowling better.
Let's Go Bowling.
You didn't even pick.
No.
Geraldo Rivera on 4th of July.
Oh, I forgot Geraldo.
What a...
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when he busted into Al Capone's vault?
Yeah, Al Capone's vault. Were you alive for that?
A couple of Coke bottles? Yeah,
biggest,
yeah, yeah.
Biggest embarrassment in live TV ever, I think. Wasn't yeah.
We all sat around the TV for like 6 hours watching.
Yeah, it was
that
like
idiocy.
A real long special while they're like blasting this door open to get to Al Capone's vault. It was vault. Wasn't that the term they were looking at?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go into Al Capone's vault and... While they're doing that, he, like, shoots a Tommy gun, you know, and just talking it up. And they finally get the door pried open, and there's nothing in it.
It was like Coke, a couple Coke bottles, right, or something? Yeah. Oh,
like,
man.
Well, folks, this is what you get on live TV sometimes. It's the way it is.
What did Gustav Klimt do?
I don't know.
We need to, somebody
he's
needs
the,
to...
He's not the guy in Tarantino films, is he?
Gustav.
Okay, so
it's
let's...
the boy that got stuck in the pipe.
Okay, yeah, and Willy Wonka.
And Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
July 24th or July 26th, which day would you pick? What? Now, one's got Jennifer Lopez and Linda Carter. Well, that's not bad.
He was an Austrian symbolist painter.
But then you got Sandra Bullock, Jagger, and Helen Mirren.
No, I think that you need to compare July 10th with July 24th.
Okay, that's Sofia Vergara and Jessica Simpson versus Jessica.
J-Lo and Wonder Woman?
Yeah, Jessica, okay. I think but Jessica Simpson looked pretty good in the movie version of
Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah. And that reality show she had with that boy band guy.
Oh, yeah.
She looked pretty good, didn't she?
Yeah. And then she kind of, you know,
disappeared.
Kind of went off the track a little bit. But I think she had a slimmed down comeback.
I think she did, too. Okay, well, I'll go with Sofia Vergara and Jessica Simpson.
So now, Sofia Vergara, she's on what, The Voice or America's Got Talent
something like that. July 10th. So July 10th is our best day so far. Somebody want to propose another one to top it? Okay, well, July 2nd, Margot Robbie, Lindsay Lohan, and Larry David.
Here's a guy that
I think you got to go with July 2nd.
I think
that.
Going into show business. He could have contemplated a name change on July 19th.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's interesting. No one else is named that.
Suzanne had a professor in psychology class called Dick Wunderlich.
Yeah, I had my driver's ed teacher was Benedict Cumberbatch also.
Well,
that's a very common name.
It is. You know, Tom Hanks and Courtney Love is a day we skipped. And that was July the 9th.
I love Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, you're going to say I love Courtney Love.
What?
I do not.
No one loves Courtney Love.
She's kind of disgusting.
Right.
And Tom Hanks has been in comedies. He's been in serious stuff. He's, you know,
Tom Hanks is the new Jimmy Stewart.
He conquered TV. I
mean, there's not much he can't do.
He's gotten two Oscars and another nomination.
Did he get an Emmy for Bosom Buddies?
He was on Love Boat.
Has he ever sang? Have you ever heard Tom Hanks sing?
I've heard him play a piano with his feet.
That's something.
Oh, in Big.
Big?
Oh.
I think he sang in Joe versus the Volcano.
Did he?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah. That was when Meg Ryan was still, before Meg Ryan had...
Surgery.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I like Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, he's not a Harrison Ford, but he's pretty close.
Harrison Ford could be an old-time movie star, too. He could have been a Cary Grant or Robert.
100%, or Jimmy Stewart, but he doesn't have the range Tom Hanks has.
Who's that?
Harrison Ford.
No, I don't. You don't see Harrison Ford doing, like, comedies.
Clock 33.
Right.
Depending on 3 minutes.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is more versatile.
Somebody who's not on this list, not born in July, obviously, but is a pretty ranged actor, is Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, wait a minute. You don't just go drawing
characters
out of the other 11 months of the year and draw him into July.
You know, Paul McCartney's a pretty good singer. Paul McCartney's pretty good, too. Paul McCartney's pretty good.
Yeah, and then we could be talking about people who are dead, you know, and you didn't really break this list down. You got some dead people, some live people. Is there...
Yeah, like Gustav Klimt?
Well, I'm pretty sure Rembrandt's dead.
What makes you say that?
Gustav
Klimt. He's famous enough to have a toothpaste named after him.
Huh?
Rembrandt toothpaste?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Gustav Klimt.
No.
I don't think so. What was his purpose in life, Gustav?
He was a Austrian painter. He died in like 1918. So there you go. We got a couple painters on the list.
Now I'd have to say Rembrandt outranks Gustav.
I do too. I'd go with Rembrandt.
Plus, I think, is he the only one on here that's a one-name star?
Lil' Kim.
No, that's two.
No, that's two.
50 Cent's two.
Right. What about RZA?
Diana.
I said star.
Diana. Princess was just her title. It wasn't her name.
I don't think you see. You might be talking about Diana Ross or there's other Diana.
I think her name was Spencer anyway.
Oh.
Okay. So, Rembrandt or Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie.
if you got a chance to have dinner with one or the other. And they were both alive.
I'm still going Margot Robbie.
Over Rembrandt?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to talk to Rembrandt?
No. If I was going to have, one of them paint me a picture, Rembrandt or Margot Robbie.
I don't want to go out to dinner with her. I want to go to tea with her. We're going to have some, would you like to come over for some tea? Tea, yeah. You like chamomile?
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Is that from Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes! She invites him up to her apartment for tea.
Oh, okay, that scene. Yeah, I guess I'd like to have tea also.
That scene. Like there was there other scenes in that movie?
God, you're an idiot.
Did you just call me an idiot?
Yeah.
Okay, to it. Name a human being that you personally know who has a birthday in July.
A human being that has a birthday in July. One of my daughters.
The oldest one?
No, Julia.
Oh. Her birthday's in July, for real?
Yeah.
And it took you that long to come up with her? Come up with it?
Yeah. July 22nd.
David Johnson.
Yowza. Hey, see you later, Rick Gator.
Crank it out.
Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Dr. Ferd's Mail Enhancement. If you want better service, lower postage, and faster delivery, you want Dr. Ferd. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later. From Rick Gator, Crocodile, and Alligator, this has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes. Like there are any.